Blue Barn Theater was established over 35 years ago and still stands out with productions that are not part of the commercial mainstream. Each season features new works and classic plays, giving audiences fresh and unique experiences. Susan Clement, producing artistic director, says that because of the theater's small size, each play is intimate and there is no bad seat to enjoy local theater.
Bunch of New York trained actors ended up in Omaha, Nebraska 35 years ago, coming up on 36, of course. Our mission is to provoke thought, emotion, action, and change. And we certainly have been consistent in keeping that as our heartbeat in our choice of seasons over the years. And it's really one of the reasons I believe that the Blue Barn is the only professional contemporary theater in town.
The theater was among the first to implement a minimum living wage for actors. And Clement takes pride in the fact that many similar organizations have since followed its lead. She says that the theater has experienced much over the past three decades. However, in its 35th season last year, she noted a significant increase in attendance.
So it was a big season of great shows. The houses really have started to return. But we really think that last year was a bump up with attendance and people wanting to get back out. And we are hoping this next season, the 36th season, will continue that.
To kick off its 36th season, the theater is premiering Dracula, an adaptation by Jim Hilsinger. The director Jill Anderson has a unique opportunity to adapt it in a fresh way, and this is a one-man adaptation with a special music.
I always thought I'd love to revisit that adaptation and do a remount, basically, or a reimagining of it, you know, some flexibility from what we did in the beginning with it.
Jill says that for the 36th season at the Blue Barn Theater, Dracula kind of fits the Halloween slot.
We were able to secure a fabulous actor to play all the characters in the story. So that's really sort of the gimmick and the exciting part about this particular adaptation. So you got one guy playing Renfield, playing Dracula, playing Mina, playing Harker, playing Van Helsing. I'm very excited about the musical landscape and the soundscape. And then there will be some recorded sound effects. And then the icing on this soundscape cake is the music of an ensemble from the West Coast called Kitka. Their music is reminiscent of the Bulgarian Women's Choir.
Dracula, an adaptation by Jim Hilsinger and directed by Jill Anderson at the Blue Barn Theater, run until October 27th. More information at bluebarntheater.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.